Yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah, we had famous Pasuk, V'achalta, V'savata, V'erachtas, Hashem Elokecha, which is, of course, the source for the mitzvah de'oraisa of Birchas HaMazon. So I want to take the opportunity to speak about one very relevant halacha, which the Rishonim actually find an allusion to in that Pasuk. Uverachta es Hashem Elokecha, says the Sefer Rokeach, as quoted by Rav Daniel Feldman in his Sefer Bina B'Svarim. We know that Chazal tell us that the word es is usually meant to include something additional to the simple meaning of the pasuk. So uverachta es Hashem Elokecha, you should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu after eating. What is the word es coming to include in that phrase, uveirachta es Hashem Elokecha? So Sefer Rokeach writes that this es Hashem Elokecha is l'rabos balabayis. It's an allusion to the halacha in Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Vav, that there is a chiyuv when reciting Birchas HaMazon to not just say the bracha of Birchas HaMazon to be mevarech es Hashem, but also to bless the balabayis. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph tells us that whereas Bal Habayis Botseya, the host, is the one who cuts out the pieces of bread to distribute to the guests, but when it comes to leading the Birchas HaMazon, Oreach Mevarech, the guest is the one who leads the Birchas HaMazon, and as was the original practice, was Motzi everyone else in his recital of Birchas HaMazon. Why is that? So the Gemara explains, Balabayis is Botseya, the host is the one who gives out the pieces of bread because it's his bread. He'll give out a more generous piece to each individual. He's not afraid to give out large portions. Whereas the Oreach is Mevarech, the Oreach, the guest, is the one who leads the Birchas HaMazon, who is Motzi everyone else in the recital of Birchas HaMazon. Why? Says the Gemara, Kedei Sheyevarech LeBalabayis. Because we bedafka want the guest to be the one to recite the Birchas HaMazon out loud for everyone else, that he can recite a special bracha for the balabayas. And the Gemara then asks, what is that bracha that the balabayas is blessed with, that the oreach, the guest, recites for the balabayas? So we automatically think of our nusach in our Birchas HaMazon, in our standard bencher, Rachamani Yivarchas Balabayas Hazeh, which is, for whatever reason, the common nusach that appears in most benchers, but it's not the Nusach HaBracha found in the Gemara. More recent years, the benchers have started including the original Nusach of that Birchas Balabayis, but the old benchers, for whatever reason, omitted the Nusach found in the Gemara and found in the Shulchan Aruch and included this Nusach, which Rav Moshe Feinstein apparently, as Rabbi Tamna writes in his Masoras Moshe, once said, it's a Pella. Where did this Nusach come from? Why did someone somewhere along the line substitute a Nusach that does not appear in the Gemara for the original Nusach HaBracha that does appear in the Gemara? Because the Gemara does not say you should say HaRachamani Varchas Balabayis Hazeh. The Gemara says what the Bracha is that you recite for the Balabayis is the following. The Gemara says, Mai Mevarech Yiratzon Shelo Yevosh Balabayis Balam Hazeh V'lo Yikoleim Lo'olam Haba. And then the Gemara writes that Rebbe would add additional Brachos to that Nusach. V'yitzlach Ma'od B'chol Nechasav V'yu Nechasav Unchaseinu Mutzlachim Rekrovim Le'ir V'al Yishlo Satan Lo B'Maisi Yadav V'lo B'Maisi Adenu V'al Yizdakeh Lo Lefanav V'lo Lefanenu Shem Dvar Herochet V'Oven Matov Ad Olam. A long arichus, a bracha that the Oreach is supposed to recite for the Balabayis. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Lahalacha in Simen Reish Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says that if there is a guest present, the guest is the one who leads the Zimun, even if the Balabayis is a more prominent individual, in order to give the guest that ability to recite this bracha for the Balabayis. And then Shulchan Aruch quotes more or less the Nusach found in the Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The later poskim point out, Rav Kook, Zatzal, as well as Aruch HaShulchan, all note that the Gemara speaks of the Oreach leading the benching, so he should have opportunity to recite the bracha for the Balabayis. That was true in the times of the Gemara when one person led the Zimun, that same person recited the benching, and he was Motzi everyone else at the table in the benching. So he should be the one to say the benching so he could say the bracha for the Balabayis. But nowadays, our minhag, generally speaking, is that even though one person leads the Zimun, everyone at the table then recites Birchas HaMazon themselves. Maybe they jump ahead of the mezamin so they can answer amen to his bracha, but the gentleman is that everyone says the birchas hamazon along with the mezamin. So if that's the case, say the achronim, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Kook, they all write that Bizman has that the minigas that everyone benches, so that even if you're not the one who is leading the benching, leading the zimun, you should still recite this birchas oreach for the baal bayis, because you're saying the benching yourself, so you should add in this birchas oreach for the baal bayis. Or some say it a little differently, that there's no chiyuv to then give the oreach the right to lead the zimun, because since he's benching anyways, he'll have opportunity to say the bracha regardless. But one thing is clear from the Gemara, from the Shulchan Aruch, there is a halacha against Sefer Keach, derives it from the pasuk uveirachta es Hashem alakecha l'rabos baal bayis, a bracha to be recited by the oreach on behalf of the baal bayis each and every time the individual, a person benches when he is an oreach. Interesting question that is discussed in the poskim is at what point should this bracha be recited? As our nusach of harachamon yivarchas baal bayis hazeh is in the middle of the harachamons. But if one looks in the Rambam and Hilchos Brachos Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam seems to say very clearly that this Birchas Baal Bayis should be added onto the fourth bracha. The fourth bracha concludes with Al Yechasreinu. The Harachamans that then follow are a minhag to recite Bakashos that are added on to the fourth bracha, but the Iker bracha ends with Al Yechasreinu. And for that reason, I think it's the Eben HaOzlo versus Amon Meltzer who was medaktik that the oreach should say the hiratzon right at that point of Al Chasreinu. Don't first say the harachamon huyim lochulein lalom voed, harachamon find a saint of bechavod, and then when you get to the harachamon huyivarach, then you say the hiratzon. The Rambam is mashma that you say the hiratzon right at the end of bracha revius, right after Al Chasreinu, because if the Gemara holds me'ikar adin, that this is supposed to be added onto the benching, so the ikar benching ends by Al Chasreinu, that's when you say the birchas oreach for the baal bayis. So that was the Eben Ozel and others as well argue that the Birchas Oreach should be said dafka at that point. Rav Moshe, as quoted in Mesaras Moshe, didn't feel that that was so critical. He apparently felt that, no, you can say the Birchas Oreach at that point of the Harachamon Yivarchas Baal Abayis Hazeh. He didn't understand why you would have that nusach. He said that you should have the nusach of the Gemara. But apparently he felt that to say it in the middle of the Rachamans is also sufficient. The point is to say that bracha of the Oreach for the Baal Abayis. Oh, very good question. The question is, can you say the Hiratzon on Shabbos? After all, there is a question whether one can recite, there is an Isser to recite Tachanunim on Shabbos. Bakashos and Tachanunim on Shabbos is, generally speaking, forbidden. And there is, in fact, two deos quoted in the Beis Yosef, in Hilchos Berachos HaMazon, but the Rachamans in general, those are all Tachanunim. You find a Seinu B'Chavod, etc. Maybe you can't say the Rachamans at all. And there are those, the Vilna Gaon had this minog and others, who end benching dafka by Al Chasreinu on Shabbos, because they hold like that day according to the Beis Yosef, that saying the Harachamans is an Isra of Tachanunim on Shabbos. Others hold that no, the Harachamans is okay, because the Yerushalmi itself, when asking about the Nusuch of Birchas HaMazon, Elokeinu, Avinu, Re'enu, Zuneinu, Panaseinu, Chakaleinu, isn't the whole Birchas HaMazon Nusuch itself a Bakasha? So Yerushalmi in Shabbos says, no, that's okay, Tovis Brachos Kachu, that this is the standard form of the bracha. Meaning, if you say this as part of the standard form of the bracha, there's no Isra of Tachanunim saying it on Shabbos. So based on that Yerushalmi, some say, the Beis Yosef quotes, that so to the Harachamans, Tovis Bracha, they have that same heter of, this is the standard Nusach of the Birchas HaMazon that one can say on Shabbos also. Now that Shita can be questioned. The Re'enu Zuneinu, you can argue, is part of the Tovis Bracha. Chazar Masakin, that is part of the Ikar HaBracha. The Rachamans is an add-on, a minog. Maybe it doesn't have the same status of Tovis Bracha as part of the Ikar Nusach of Birchas HaMazon. Mitzad Sheni, you can argue that the Ikar point of the Yerushalmi is, as long as you say it on a regular daily basis, it's not a problem. So if you say the Harachamans every day, you can say it on Shabbos too. So Chiluk HaDeos in the Rishonim, whether you can say the Harachamans on Shabbos or not. And Mestama, the same would apply to the Harachaman of the Yehiratzon of the Berchas Baal Abayis. You can argue maybe it's Tovis Bracha, you say it often enough that you can say it on Shabbos too. Or maybe you might argue that I don't say it often enough. I say it only once in a while when I'm a guest at someone's house. It's not a standard part of the Bracha. Maybe I can say it on Shabbos. Mitzad Sheni, you can argue that no, Chazar Masakin, it is part of the Ikar Nusach of Berchas HaMazon. So it does fit the Bracha, the Tovis Bracha Heter. Maybe you could say it on Shabbos. So one could argue L'chor Svar either way. The minhag appears to be to say it even on Shabbos, the harachaman, the hirasan of the Birchas Baal HaBayis. Rabbi Feldman quotes an interesting svara to be matirit on a different grounds. He says the following. He quotes from Sefer Divrei Shalom, who says, what's the reason for the issue of bakashas on Shabbos? Why can't you say bakashas on Shabbos? Why can't you ask for panasa and refu on Shabbos? What's the concern? So the problem is, Rishonim say, because of onik Shabbos. You'll cause yourself tsar. You start thinking about your panasa troubles, nabuch, your refu troubles, the health issues. You'll cause yourself tsar if you start davening on Shabbos for refu and for panasa. So to avoid the tsar, which is a chisar and onik Shabbos, Chazal said you can't say bakashas on Shabbos. So maybe suggest Sefer Divrei Shalom, interesting chap. When am I worried about tsar if I daven for panasa? If it's my own panasa. But in the Birchas Baal HaBayis, who am I davening for? My host's panasa. Okay. So it's not going to cause me tsar if I daven for his panasa. So I can say that he rots for somebody else's panasa. It won't be more tsar in my own Shabbos. That's his svara. Interesting svara. Although the truth is, that should be taloi l'chora in the Nusach HaBracha. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch's Nusach HaBracha is Yehi Ratzon, Shalei Yebosh, Shalei Kalein, Baal HaBayis Hazeh, V'yatzliach B'chol Nechasav, V'yun Nechasav Metzlachim, U'krovim L'ir. According to the Shulchan Aruch's Nusach, it's all about the hosts, Nechasim, and his Hatzlacha, and it's all about him. If you look in the Gemara and look at it carefully, the Gemara has an expanded Nusach. The Gemara's Nusach is V'yun Nechasav U'nechasenu Metzlachim. In the Gemara's Nusach, we're davening not just for him, but for ourselves as well. So this Svara that Rabbi Feldman quotes says to the Hetzer to say the Birchos Oreach on Shabbos because it's someone else's panos I'm davening for, it won't cause me tsar. That's true according to Shulchan Aruch's Nusach. According to the Gemara's Nusach, I'm davening for my Nechasim and my Hatzlacha also. So that Svara wouldn't hold true according to the Gemara's Nusach. Vitamler writes that in Rav Michal Feinstein's house in Bnei Brak, when he would have a guest at his house at the Suda for Shabbos, so because he wasn't pleased with the Nusach of the benchers, he would bring a big Gemara Brachos over to the table after the Suda, and he would tell the Reach, when you bench, read these lines from Daf Mem Vav Min Aleph when you're benching. So the bench included a bencher, a Gemara Brachos, and the Reach had a whole Maracha he had to recite. So again, the minhag seems to be to say the Birchas Reach on Shabbos as well. That's usually when people do most of their hosting, you know, B'derech Klal, that's when we see the hosting most often. So the minhag seems to be to say the Birchas Oreach on Shabbos. What the heter is, if it's because I'm davening for my host's panasa, it won't cause me tsar, or if it's because Chazar Masakin, it is part of the Nusach HaBracha, so it's included in the heter of Topis Brachas, as Yishalmi and Shabbos says. Either way, it seems that the minhag is to be makel to say that Birchas Oreach on Shabbos. So just to summarize for a moment, important halacha to be aware of. Uverachta es Hashem alokecha es l'rabos baal bayis. As in the words of the Gemara Brachos, achiv for the oreach to be mevarech lebaal bayis. And that means that whenever an oreach is benching at someone else's home, bisman the Gemara meant that he led the benching, bisman einu means that even if you're just benching, whenever you bench, you're supposed to say this bracha for the baal bayis. Ideally, it should be the bracha, the nusach found in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Gemara, not the Stam Harachamon Yivarchas Baal HaBayis, but the Birchas Oreach is found in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, Yihiratzen Shalei Yebosh Baal HaBayis, and one should say it either after Al Yichasreinu or in the slot usually reserved for the Harachamon Yivarch as Baal HaBayis Hazeh. One other interesting har, which Moshe apparently made, as quoted in Sefer Masoros Moshe, Vitamler writes, there of Moshe found it somewhat puzzling that in the Harachamans, in addition to the Harachamon Yivarches Baal HaBayis Hazeh, some benches have the Nusach Harachamon Yivarch Osi Ve'es Ishti. Mehecha Tesi, say a bracha for yourself in benching. The Gemara says to say a bracha for the Baal HaBayis. Okay, so Harachamon Yivarches Baal HaBayis, why they changed the Nusach is somewhat puzzling, but at least there's a halacha in the Gemara to say a bracha for the Baal HaBayis. Where do you see a halacha, you say a bracha for yourself? What's that Nusach of Harachamon Yivarch Osi? Rav Moshe was puzzled by. So again, one might suggest that according to the Nusach of the Gemara of the Birchas Baal HaBayis that I read a moment ago, the Nusach found in the Gemara is V'yunu chasav unuchasenu V'yizdakeh lo lefanav v'lo lefanenu. The bracha of the Oreach is found in the Shul, in the Gemara, includes not just a bracha for the host, but also a bracha for the person himself saying the bracha. So perhaps the Harachim and Rivarach Osiv Es Ishti that found its way into our common Nusach in Benching has its roots in that Nusach HaBracha found in the Shulchan in the Gemara. Although for whatever reason, the Shulchan Aruch, that Nusach is somewhat changed. Shulchan Aruch mentions only B'yunu Chasav Mutzlachim V'lo Yishu Sotel Ma'ase Yadav. Doesn't mention Nechaseinu, doesn't mention Ma'ase Yadenu. At least in the Gemara, you do find that idea of benching, of blessing, not just the Baal HaBayis, but also the Oreach himself. So I just conclude with that Ha'ara, that it is Kedai for those who are ever in the position of Orchim to be medaktik to say the Birchas Oreach LeBaal HaBayis, again, either after the Ali Chasreinu, as Rav Zalman suggested, based on the Rambam, or in the slot of Harachem and Yivarches al Baal Bayis Hazeh, as Rav Moshe suggested one can do, and to ideally use the Nusach found in either the Shulchan Aruch or in the Gemara, not just the Harachem and Yivarches al Baal Bayis, but the Nusach of a Yiratzon, to say it out loud so the Baal Bayis can respond Amen as per the Halach found in the Gemara. Chananim ben Akash, Shamas Gosh, Bachos Akos, Asyol, Tichach Herab, Shnamar Nachavetz, Manzgur Yadar V'Yadir.